The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name John, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first hour, a little sportsy. So we're gonna move away from that.
Okay.
And I also think we need to move away from the fantasy questions.
I'm with you.
Because those of you who are still alive, you probably know more than we do at this point since you're still alive, so just good luck.
The only league I'm still alive in is the league that redrafts during the playoffs. So, but I did do a lot of research this week, and I put a lot into it. And
your fantasy rankings will be on SportsMap.
They'll be up tomorrow morning.
Okay, I wanted to get to this story because apparently this is a real thing that there is every year. A trip to Sex Island, where for 4,600 euros, which I'm guessing is about $5,200.
Sex Island, also known as Galveston, right?
No. Well, this is in the Caribbean, as it were.
It's not Rikers Island either?
No, it's not Rikers. It's not Alcatraz.
Okay, I've heard a lot of good sex stories from there.
It's not Zhongli Island?
$5,235.
Hey, I was pretty close, huh? $5,235.
And 19 cents.
Okay. So for $5,200, you are greeted by a group of prostitutes, and you're on a luxury yacht to the private beach on Venezuela's Margarita Island. And first, there's a dentist who kept a diary of his trip.
Okay.
There's two stories about this, both of which I find fascinating. But apparently, the first thing he did, long flight, threesome.
Nice.
And crashed on the beach. Later that day, he wrote that the girls woke him for dinner. They went and ate, which, you know, at some point you have to eat. But then there was a nightclub, and drugs began to get passed around. Sorry. And this dentist, who was married with two children, said they were offering every type of drug you could imagine. At 9 p.m., he pulled out his diary to report that he had been sniffing cocaine with his two girls before half of the other women apparently began performing a live lesbian sex show.
Okay. Sounds, I'm all right with where this is
going. The men were then asked if they'd like to join in on the show. And apparently, there was a huge orgy that night with around 50 different girls.
Gee, 50 girls?
How many
dudes?
Here's the one that, it doesn't say how many dudes are there, but basically each guy gets two girls.
Well, that's a good ratio.
Yeah, I'm not good at math, John could probably tell us, but I think that's a good ratio.
My luck, it would be like 50 girls and 26 dudes.
Oh, and you'd
I'd be the one. Mm. Like, they would only get one chick, or I'd have to share my two chicks with another dude.
I think you have two chicks that are kind of with you the whole time, and then you can trade around.
You rotate. Yeah, like, do you think it's like fantasy football, like, or like baseball cards? You like,
yeah, maybe. It's like, hey, you know, like, hey, hey, AJ, you want this one for that one?
Just, yeah.
It's like, no, I kind of like this one.
I'll throw in a player to be named later.
Yeah.
Future considerations. And I'll be like, no, this is my young prospect. I'm keeping this one.
Yeah, this one's got long-term potential.
I've got an aging vet here that you can have.
I want this one around for all 4 days. So, but no, apparently there's also what they called an orgy golf tournament.
Okay.
Where the guest who wins the golf tournament, the prize is having sex with 100 girls for 15 minutes.
Okay, the prize is having sex with 100 girls for 15 minutes?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out now. If you play,
I can't have sex with one girl for 15 minutes.
I'm trying to do the math here because, I mean, after you've played 18 holes, if you're going to play 100, I'm wondering how many shots per hole that is. I'm just asking. I don't know.
Sir.
What? Is that too much?
Yes.
Well, okay, John, come do some math here. 15 minutes, 100 girls, how much time could you spend with them? With each one. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay, so if you've got 100 girls, John, this is your math. Are you ready?
Sure.
First, let's do this. Let's break this down because we know 100 is greater than 15. So to get to the real answer, we're going to have to break this down into seconds, right?
Right.
So how many seconds are in 15 minutes?
Ooh. I'm going to have to do actual math here.
Yeah.
Let me get back to you.
Oh, boy.
What good is he?
Oh, boy.
So, all right.
The answer is 1,500 minutes or 1,500 seconds. So now you've got 1,500 seconds with 100 women. How many women or how many seconds per woman?
15.
I knew he could do it. I knew he could. I had to help him along
15,
there.
But 15 seconds with each woman?
Yeah. So that's probably like four.
I know for a fact I'd find one that I wanted to linger with.
Yeah.
Well, then you just stick with that one for however long.
Yeah, but then you can't say that you slept with 100 women
right,
at the same time.
And that's the sport of it, right?
Like, what would you do? You have them line up or something?
I guess that's what they did. I mean, I'm just going by this dentist diary.
Oh, yeah, I would assume it'd have to be something like that.
Yeah.
Like
this, I mean, I know there's two stories because I read both of them, and this can't be real.
By the way, I'm wrong. It's 900 seconds. So it's 9 seconds per woman.
Yeah, so that's like basically, that's a punch and go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically it.
You'd have to be super pre-lubed.
Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, I would get tired of like in, out, and moving to the next.
Yeah, I mean, that's a...
Like, imagine having to do a shuffle step after every stroke.
It's
shuttle drill.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're doing the karaoke drill where you're crossing your feet back behind
you. And what
you.
If you miss one, you know? I mean, what if you have trouble?
She's going to feel bad.
Yeah, well, that's basically one shot per hole, though, right? That's in the golf parlance.
Rudy says, I feel like Tiger Woods has been at this event.
He probably
the ringer.
Invented it. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting enough until I found this other story. This is in Daily Mail, where a 16-year-old boy won a ticket to Sex Island. Basically, whatever company that if you go buy stuff online, you get entered to win a ticket. He got entered, and he won the ticket.
That's good.
16 years old, first time having relations.
Ooh.
And... he claims to have lost his virginity and now wants to marry one of the women he met. Says, it was incredible. I just want to cry just thinking about it. He said he had sex and took drugs for the first time on the trip.
Is this Jong?
But now he wants...
Is this your story, Jong?
I'm not 16.
You were at one point, though.
And your name is not Brian and you're not from Chile.
Oh.
He's Brian from Chile.
Isn't Chile part of... South Korea?
Just because both countries like rice.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But he said, it was incredible, so amazing, I want to cry just thinking about it. I had sex for the first time, alcohol for the first time, and I did drugs for the first time.
Where was this kid's mom?
I don't know. Oh, she's not happy with him, apparently. I was really nervous at first, but the other men did everything to help me and put my mind at rest. They became like a family to me. Every guest was allowed to choose two girls and would spend the entire vacation with them. One of my girls was called Andrea, and I fell in love with her. I want her to be my girlfriend. She treats me so well. I want to marry her, and she says she wants to come and live in the United States. I've kept her number and hope to see her again soon.
Dude, don't marry whores.
Especially if they just want to come to the United States.
Yeah.
That's what we have a wall for, sir. Oh, we don't have a wall yet, do we? But this is a real thing, Sex Island. And my other favorite part from the Dennis diary, apparently the 100 girls are largely from Venezuela and Colombia, as well as, quote, a really horny girl from Canada.
There's yours.
You know, if I were doing something like this, don't you think I'd want something a little different? I'd probably want to go South America. Just saying. But this sounds like a bit much for a person of my age to be doing.
Yeah.
I don't think I could handle that.
Would you get a heart attack?
Probably. And now, when they say drugs, I hope they have weed. Because if I don't have weed, then I'm out on the drugs, too.
I think the dentist guy that was keeping the diary, I think he was talking about they were doing a lot of coke.
Yeah. Usually, if there's sex involved, there's coke. That's like if you're wanting to have a lot of sex, especially a lot of sex in 15 minutes, coke is the way to go. I mean, I guess ecstasy could be an option too. Although I think you would need more than 15 minutes if you did ecstasy.
Well, you do that with a Viagra.
Yeah. Well, you need to take that Viagra. Like, if imagine they're like, okay, you won your prize, and then you take a Viagra and it doesn't kick in for I don't know how long it takes Viagra to kick in. Fred,
I've never taken Viagra.
Oh,
yeah.
You've just been soft all through your 50s, huh?
No. I went to my guys over at Eros, and they did that whole treatment thing. My thing's fine.
Yeah, Fred's virile.
I'm not, you know, it's basically for personal use.
Yeah.
Man, 502 says somebody broke into his car, broke his window off Washington Avenue, and didn't steal anything.
Dicks.
Yeah, I said he had a Yeti cooler in the trunk. Idiots. That happened to you downtown, right? Somebody broke in and to your car. I hate that.
Yetis are hard to steal.
Yeah.
Although my brother got a Yeti cooler stolen off of his third floor balcony in San Antonio. So,
jeez.
By Spider-Man, apparently.
Hmm. Yeah, or Mission Impossible. Yeah, it's Tom Cruise coming to get you.
Yeah. All right, guys. If you are, you know, maybe you're not able to attend a sex party because you've got low fertility or you've got low testosterone and you're just not happy with your performance in the bedroom, Man Centers can take care of that. This isn't about injections. They're not talking about the synthetic testosterone injections. Man Centers focuses on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone again. Synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and even shrinkage. And nobody wants shrinkage. But it doesn't have to be that way. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers, they've got a different way to treat it. And it's a much healthier and a much more, much more sensible long-term solution than these weekly shots with the crash. They've got three locations, Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. They're off 249 in Tomball and now open in Webster. You can still get the free general mail wellness checkup. Call today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. There's actually a website for this. Somebody sent me the link. Sexisland.co. They have a New Year's special coming up. Maybe you're interested in this. $4,500 U.S.
Okay.
Would you like to hear what all you get? It says, this event is on our private island. Enjoy the company of 100 beautiful Latin girls, two hot DJs spinning the most exciting music all day and night in our drug-friendly environment. The girls' mission is to please you and make you feel like a king.
Where is this again?
It's just off Venezuela.
And how much?
$4,500 U.S. Now, I don't know if that includes the flight. It doesn't say here. Let me.
It's not all inclusive, like a.
Everything
like a
else.
Sandals but it says resort.
Here's what's included: unlimited sex with two girls per day. Switching girls with other guests is permitted, so you can trade them like cards.
Nice. And how many days are you there for?
This is 3 days: December 31st through January the 3rd. So 4 days, 3 nights, 4 days. Yeah. All meals and snacks, all the alcohol you desire, airport pickup and drop off. So you got to get your own flight. Yacht parties. Bedrooms with showers, large closets, air conditioning, Wi-Fi, and unlimited condoms.
For who's using a condom?
You have to have a strict condom policy.
No way.
It says...
I'll pay $2,500 U.S. for that.
It says, all of our girls are tested and free of any sexual diseases.
Oh, then what's the condom thing about? So
that's because... That's why. They have a very strict condom policy. And, of course, unlimited condoms are given to the guests. You can party with the girls on our luxury yacht or have fun on our jet skis. That doesn't sound fun. Play beach volleyball or hit a round of golf on our 18-hole professional golf course, followed by the 100-hole course. Enjoy breaking... That doesn't say that. I just added that. Enjoy breathtaking beach surrounding with your good girls at the one and only Sex Island. Luxury yacht and incredible sexual surprises. And 50 tickets for 50 guests, and each ticket includes a company of two beautiful girls each day for an unlimited amount of sex during the 4-day trip.
Man.
There'll be 100 girls available for you. At any moment, you can switch girls with any of the other 50 guests.
Yeah.
And how about this? All your meals will be prepared by our professional chefs and served by our waitress. You'll enjoy 5-star meals.
Looking good.
Your safety and privacy is our priority, AJ.
Mine?
We have a full staff of security guards. From the moment you land, the moment you leave, we keep you inside and guarantee your security and absolute discretion of your trip. And your decisions at Sex Island.
So they're not going to tell your wife? Is that what they're saying?
That's kind of what they're saying.
Damn. Well, I would never do that, but some of you guys should and tell us all about it.
Yeah. And you can buy it with an e-check for Americans, international bank transfer, or you can pay with Bitcoin.
All right.
So, yeah, I this sounds like something that, obviously, I would never do, never have any interest in. Sounds disgusting. But, I mean, it could be good for some of you guys. I'd like to hear a report from somebody.
But you don't want to do it yourself.
No. No.
You want to send Jong?
Somebody says it sounds like the beginning of a cheap horror movie. I think you're right.
Yeah.
It's going to turn
horror
into...
Horror movie? Yeah. Get it?
But I could just see you going down to that island and all of a sudden they all turn into Salma Hayek from Dusk Till Dawn. And suddenly you're...
I mean, these
vampire food.
Other two people that have documented it have come back, right?
Yeah, well, the 16-year-old, yeah.
I mean, yeah, he made it.
But you know what?
But eventually someone doesn't make it back.
It could be like Running Man where, you know, here's last year's winners, and then you find them burned up. They didn't really win. These guys could be made up. This could be just for you to get to pay them $4,500, and then you go down there and they either kill you or they just keep your money.
Yeah.
So, we shall see. Somebody wants to know how many stars does it have on TripAdvisor. It says cashing in the 401k now. Ooh, can we start a GoFundMe for Trey to go and blog it?
That's actually a good idea.
That's a good idea.
But Trey wouldn't. We can't do Trey because he would need a chaperone.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can get it up to about $10,000.
So who would we send with Trey to chaperone him?
Tyler. Has to be Tyler.
I don't know. Tyler may need a chaperone for something like this.
That's the only way. That's the only way Tyler would not kill Trey is if there was just constant sex going on. And then Tyler and Trey could be
Tyler.
They'd be
you
want to
trade me for that?
Yeah,
one?
They'd be Eskimo Bros.
Oh man.
Yeah, Sex Island's a little too much for me.
Yeah, that's just, you know,
But I mean, if I were like a single dude, I mean, it sounds like a pretty fun trip. Wouldn't be the worst.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm old. It doesn't sound that appealing to me.
But I'm saying if you were like a 25-year-old single dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be fun. It'd be worth every penny. Plus, you get a nice little vacation out of it.
Yeah.
Smoke some weed, drink some alcohol, hang out with your two women, do lots of trades. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Ashton says, I guess I know where recruits are going for the Louisville official visit. Mark says he's been on Yacht Week. Pretty similar, but less prostitute-y.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. That just seems... okay, so if they're getting $4,500 per person at 50... Now, I'm not doing the math on this. Okay. But, yeah.
Well, how many people... You got a
50 people, $4,500 a pop.
How much does the prostitutes get? Because there's a lot of them.
Well, that's the thing. I bet you... You know what? I bet it's just like everything else. I bet they're being taken advantage of. They're not getting their fair share. And you got to figure some of these guys going down there are probably even creepier than we are.
Yeah.
And they're having to sleep with them. So I bet you they're not getting... Yeah. And I bet you they're not getting paid as much as they should.
It's like the Bunny Ranch, except on an island.
How do you know?
I mean, that's what it seems like.
Oh, does it?
Well, but the legal drugs thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Somebody says we should go down there and do a show. maybe they want to sponsor us.
I got to tell you guys, that would not be a very focused show, you know?
Yeah. Will says it's like that movie Turistas. You're doing coke and having sex, and the next morning you wake up and your kidneys are for sale.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't trust that. I'd be scared that something like that was going
to
happen.
It's too good to be true is what it is.
That's why you do coke all night and stay up.
That's true. You could do that. Hmm. You could easily stay up for 3 nights with enough coke.
I'm surprised Lamar Odom didn't go down there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That does seem like that would be athlete heaven.
I don't think Lamar Odom could afford a plane ticket. I think his credit cards were all canceled.
Do you think that's where the Giants went when that boat party?
Oh, the sex party? Maybe.
Well... You guys, we've given you...
We've got some theories now.
Yeah, and we've given you the... giving you some information if you want to pursue this. It's up to you. But if somebody goes, please report back. 524. That's your first one in a while, actually.
He did say a culture map expense. So maybe Juggalo Trey could take, Steven with him.
That might be interesting.
Or who's that guy that sits right across from Josh?
Oh, Cubicle Craig?
Yeah, Craig.
He could go.
He and Juggalo Trey would be a hell of a pair.
Yeah.
On that trip.
TX Sports Media says, no way the creepier than you guys. I'm just saying. I'm sure that there's some really creepy, freaky guys going down there.
At least a couple.
Yeah. I mean, come on. If there's 50 of them... I like the odds that one or two are going to be creepier than me.
Man, I imagine this is what Westworld would be if there wasn't robots. It was just humans.
Yeah.
Like you're going down there and you kind of have, it's like a theme park. You get to, make your own things, make your own stuff, your own stories.
Well, here's what I'm a little scared about too. There's a few red flags here. The security guards keep an eye on you the whole time. Is that a little creepy?
I mean, it's. I guess they're kind of like pimps. They got to make sure you're not damaging the goods. Because I bet you get a bunch of booze and coke. Like, there's for sure somebody who's going to like... do you remember the guy on season 2 of Deadwood who like the only way he could really get off was to kill the hookers?
Yeah.
Like, there'd be somebody like that there who's like, oh, we'll have sex and then I'm going to slit your throat.
Yeah, it rubs the lotion on its skin.
You know?
Hey, so you have to buy your ticket to Trinidad and Tobago. It says airfare is not included. After you buy your event ticket, purchase your plane ticket to Trinidad and Tobago Airport. Email us your flight itinerary so when you know when you arrive, and our chauffeur will be waiting for you at the airport, and we'll take you to Sex Island.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I'm not going to Trinidad and Tobago.
I'm not going either one. I'm not a
Tobago,
fan.
Tobago.
Yeah,
I mean
the only reason I know that place exists is because. The U.S. plays them in soccer in that World Cup qualifying.
Yeah.
I don't even know where it is.
That's not the place for a guy like me.
Oh, well.
I'm If this thing were in like, I don't know, Phoenix,
Tijuana.
No,
not even Tijuana.
No.
You're just turned into that American that won't leave the country.
Pretty much.
All right, so what if it was...
I'm worried they won't let me back in.
What if it was in Hawaii?
That's too far.
All right, how about this?
It's a long
flight.
How
about if there were an island, say, you know, like 10 miles from Galveston out in the bay?
That I could get to by boat?
Yeah.
Or helicopter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would...
If you turn one of the oil rigs into that.
You could do that.
Yeah, you would go to that, right?
I mean, no, because I'm a married
man.
Well,
right. I mean, we're talking hypothetically, though. We're trying to find a situation where
Would I hypothetically be Juggalo Trey's chaperone if that were the case? Yes.
Well, there you go.
But I'm not. And let's face it, neither are you. Or maybe you just don't. Your job doesn't make you enough money that you can afford to go to the sex island. Maybe you need a new job, making more money.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, my computer career's got you hooked up there. They have guys who, there's a guy who worked at a Quickie Mart, and he was such a great student that they hired him as a mentor at my computer career. Because their program's designed for people with zero IT experience, they support their students with one-on-one mentoring. So if you're not waking up every day excited to go to work, go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. And if you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One more thing on this, just so you know. Flight time from Houston to, I don't know if it's Trinidad or Tobago, wherever Port of Spain is. 5 hours, 27 minutes. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
And you could get a flight for $700. So, Glass, don't know if you've mentioned on the show, just wondering your thoughts on Kendall Briles to FSU as OC. If he winds up being their problem, great.
Yeah.
Frankly, I've heard rumors about that, but I also hear that there's a lot of, and this is another reason why I had a real problem with UH doing it. You take the hit for the guy. If he does a good job and somebody else hires him, you're the ones who look like the idiots first.
Yeah.
So
because now he's another year removed from it, and there's going to be less discussion about it. Although maybe it might be equal because he'll be going to a more high-profile program.
Yeah, and the questions will come up again.
I said at the time, I just don't think it's worth it.
And, yeah, from what I understand, there's pushback from them, too, as to whether or not to actually do it.
I just don't think it's worth it. But
I don't either. But if you're... Yeah, if you're really Taggart after that year,
you need something.
You're just like major desperate last year, which is, you know, why he did it. So, I don't know. I don't have any real opinion on it other than if he goes, he goes. And hopefully they'll go find somebody who can do a good job for him who doesn't have that kind of reputation. But we'll see. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I'll be happy to take some phone calls. I have another kind of non-sportsy thing for you, if that's okay.
Okay.
Or do you want to go sports here? Of course, we just kind of did sports with...
I mean, yeah, that was a little bit of sports.
I mean, there's plenty more sports we can do. I mean, I've got lots of good sports stuff.
It's Wednesday. We shouldn't be talking sports all day.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
But there's no Thursday night football this week. NFL football.
Yeah, there's a college game. So
it's a college game we're betting on, so I guess that'll work, but...
Yeah. I'll be watching it for that reason, just like I was watching it.
Excuse me again.
That's two now.
I had barbecue at lunch.
Oh, yeah.
It does always make me a little gassy. And then I had that energy drink, so.
Yeah. Do you like that flavor?
Yeah, it was good. The purple guava pear.
Yeah.
Not guano.
It's not guano. Not bat guano.
Bat poop flavor. it's purple guava pear.
But see, they could call it that, and I wouldn't know because I don't know what bat poop tastes like. You could say this is bat poop flavor, and I'd be like, okay, well, I don't know.
I had a Fedges barbecue today. Have you had that? It's over there in Greenway Plaza.
I have not. I've heard a lot about it.
I've heard a lot of good things about it, but you know how I am. Like, going to Greenway Plaza and parking in a garage, it's like, ugh.
It's funny.
It's so difficult.
I think for the first time in I don't know how many years, I was at Greenway Plaza today.
Were you really?
Yeah, I'm meeting with a financial advisor.
Oh, I was there too.
Yeah.
We should have met up for lunch.
I should have.
As if we don't spend enough time together.
I know. It's like 3 hours is just never enough.
But yeah, I went in there and it's... I can confidently say it's the best food court barbecue I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah. No, it was really good. They did some very good stuff. They like the guy. I guess he's a listener, Wade, because I was standing there waiting to order, and he seems to run the place. He came out and introduced himself and asked if I had a show today. But he was excited to have me out there, and he ended up making me some little. They were like sushi wraps. He was using pulled pork and elotes, and he was wrapping them in brisket bark.
Huh.
And they were just little bites, but they were really, really good. So, yeah, they did some real cool stuff out there. I like that place.
I will go check it out next time I'm over there, which they were having to get some tax advice and stuff, and so was there all afternoon.
Yeah.
But did not know that. 979 says, AJ, have you tried the unicorn flavor from Bang? If you haven't, you need to try it.
I haven't tried that one yet.
I haven't tried it yet either. I
looked at it today.
I'm pretty simple in mine. I like the Purple Haze, which is basically grape.
Yeah.
I like the Lemon Drop Sweet Tea. I used to drink the Root Beer Blaze all the time. That was my go-to until they came up with these. And they have this new berry that's in a white one that's pretty good. That I've only seen it one place, and I've had it a couple times. It's pretty good, too. So, but I've not tried the unicorn. The problem is I don't know what the flavor is.
Yeah, I need to know. I need people to have, like, if you're going to name something, if you need to make it give you an idea of what it tastes like.
All right. I have a story for you that, apparently you're familiar with Nostradamus.
Yeah, I know the name.
And how and if you're not, he allegedly predicted Hitler. He allegedly predicted 9/11. Basically, he claims, according to the interpretation. Now, if you ever really look at what Nostradamus did, he did these little quatrains, and they were basically poetry. So they're completely open to interpretation. So you could almost make them fit any historical thing you want, right?
Okay.
Well,
did Nostradamus, I don't know how much of his stuff you've read, but did he have anything on Ohio, San Diego State?
He did not.
Oh,
yeah.
Just checking.
No, trust me. If he had done that, I'd have been all about him.
Okay.
But apparently one of these quatrains says that an apocalyptic war is going to begin in 2019 and will span nearly 3 decades.
A train?
No, a war.
Oh.
3 decades. You weren't listening.
No, I wasn't.
No. I was saying the quatrain says...
Quatrain.
Yes, that's...
What is that?
It's a little poetic, but I just explained that to you not 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm... I understand what you're saying. I don't know what quatrain means. Is it like a...
It's a four-block poem, basically.
Okay.
That's, yeah, which is what I
said. It's in his writings.
Exactly, yeah. That's what his writings is. But he did say that
he didn't write it all in one big book.
No,
that would have been the smart way to go about
it. He wrote them at different times, and there's all these things about him predicting. It's total BS because, like, the thing that they try to say predicted 9/11, and there's a movie you should go back and watch this. Orson Welles, when he was still alive, was the narrator, and of course, he had that great voice and made it sound like Nostradamus. Where they interpret this stuff. But apparently, the one that they've interpreted, we're going to have a war for 27 years. Now, haven't we already been at war for about that long?
I was going to say, yeah. I feel like we're in that war now.
Yeah.
But it hasn't quite been 30. I guess it's been...
It says in his 1555 book Les Prophéties, he said 2019 would be the beginning of an apocalyptic war that would span nearly three decades.
But this, well, this so one decade, two decade. I mean, 2 years from now, it'll be three decades that war span.
Yeah, he's saying it starts in 2019 because he always predicted it based on astrology. He also
the problem is apocalyptic means like we're all going to die.
Well, not necessarily us, but somebody is. A lot of people are going to die. You can't all die.
Isn't the apocalypse by definition the end of the world?
Yeah, but you know, in all these apocalyptic movies, somebody survives.
Those are movies.
Yeah, well, this guy's made up too. So what's the difference?
He's made up.
Well, no, he's not made up. He existed.
You just think he's a.
I think he's writing fiction.
Snake oil salesman.
Yeah, I think he's writing fiction.
Hmm.
And
do you say that as a competing fiction author?
I do. And my
or a cynic.
My stuff. Well, both. My stuff's a little bit easier to read than his too. I'm just gonna go with that. But he also believes floods will swell across much of Europe, as well as a catastrophic earthquake erupting between California and Vancouver Island.
Oh,
there wasn't. They didn't even know about Vancouver in 1555. I wouldn't think. So, also, this all sounds like stuff that's already happened, right? Apocalyptic, or talking about floods swelling across Europe. Hey, guess what? We had floods here.
Right.
Catastrophic earthquakes happening everywhere. Terrorism and religious extremism. See, this is just, I really think people go back and read this stuff and then try to apply it to the time.
Do you think it's like The Simpsons?
A little bit, yeah.
Or is, I mean, The Simpsons, it's, but their stuff is documented.
That's true.
And we can like timestamp it.
But see, here's, I'm going to read you one of these. It says, Nostradamus' claims could apply to almost anything. Some of the coded verses do seem oddly specific. Here's one of his passages.
And from the quatrain.
From the quatrain. And this,
which you've explained, yeah, but it's, yes. I'm too stupid to keep up with. All right,
here's a quatrain. This is what a quatrain is. You ready?
Yeah.
The blood of the just will be lacking in London, burnt up in the fire of 66. The ancient lady will topple from her high place. Many of the same sect will be killed. And it says on September 2nd, 1666, a small bakery fire in London kickstarted a vicious inferno that ravaged the city for 3 days. The phrase blood of the just is believed to refer to the elimination of millions of flea-carrying rats that spread the Black Death.
Okay. But, I mean, you could kind
of,
I mean.
What? Wait, what do you have to get blood of just
like,
a rat?
Yeah, that's like a.
I don't think a rat is just.
And the lady toppling, that could, like, so when the Statue of Liberty falls over, we're going to be like, oh, that's what he was talking about. Mm. I mean, that. I don't know. I'm with you. It kind of sounds like a bunch of hocus pocus.
Would you like to hear what they say is his Hitler predictions?
Sure.
From the depths.
Although I do think The Simpsons correctly predicted Hitler.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that was in 1918. Simpsons in black and white. Says, from the depths of the west of Europe, a young child will be born of poor people. He who by his tongue will seduce a great troop. His fame will increase towards the realm of the east. And here's another.
I mean, that's pretty good, I guess. Although, well, is Austria Western Europe? Isn't that where Hitler's from, is Austria?
Yeah.
That's pretty Eastern, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not a European geographer. Yeah. Let me pull up a map here.
All right. Well, here's another one where he misses the name by one letter. You ready? Beasts ferocious with hunger will cross the rivers. The greater part of the battlefield will be against Hister. Into a cage of iron will the great one be drawn when the child of Germany observes nothing.
Okay.
This kind of sounds like nonsense.
Yeah, it is nonsense.
Yeah. So.
I guess Austria is, it's like Eastern Central Europe. But it's like where, it's between Slovenia and the Czech Republic. That's like. Isn't that exactly what they call Eastern Europe?
That's what I thought.
This guy's full of it, dude.
Well.
Don't buy any of his stuff.
I don't, but okay. I'm just saying.
You're not subscribed to like his newsletter or anything, are you?
Well, you know what? I've read some of his books, and I can't make heads or tails out of them. And so you have all these alleged Nostradamus experts. And what they do is after something happens, they go, oh, see, look, this proved the fire of 66.
Right.
It might have meant that there were 66 dead rats. I don't know. And plus, all this stuff wasn't written in English, so it's translated. So you never know exactly what he said. But I digress. What do we have here? Oh, okay. Well, usually I have my man, Lawyer Dave, on the phone. But he's not here today. So
is he partying?
You know, he's probably, you know what he's probably doing? Winning a case.
Probably a good
call. Because that's what he always does. And he's the best. He represents blitzers who've been hurt in all kinds of accidents. Car accidents, 18-wheeler accidents, industrial, workplace, slip and fall. Guys, if you're in an accident, you got to call Lawyer Dave. And he can also help you out if you've gotten bad drugs, a bad doctor, hospital negligence, any of that stuff. And the thing is, if you can't afford it, you think, oh, I can't pay a lawyer for this. You call Dave, because here's what's going to happen. He doesn't charge you for the consultation. He doesn't get paid unless you win. And if he can't help you with it, he's going to put you with somebody who can, or he'll just tell you, hey, this isn't going to work out. And the cool thing is, if you call Lawyer Dave and you win your case, they'll put you with doctors. If you need to go to a doctor and you can't afford that, well, they'll take care of you. You don't have to pay a dime until you win. That simple. He's based right here in Houston, but he does business all over the place, all the way over in Bowen. He was over in Anahuac the other day when I was talking to him. So he's all over Texas. All you have to do is call him at 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got
live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. Get ready because Klein's Christmas party is Friday. Join us for the best Christmas party of the year. We'll be giving away awesome prizes, including a Rejuvenation Houstonian staycation for the new year, a full suit from Indochino, and a sports ticker for your honey hideout, plus gift cards, tickets, T-shirts, and more. We'll play studio game radio games like Christmas Caroling with Trey and Don't Spill Your Beer Relay, plus anything else we can think up while enjoying treats from Kolache Shop, Texadelphia, Zumo's, Old Humble Distilling, and Coors Light. Party starts at 7 a.m. at Klein's Fine Jewelry on Westheimer and Fountain View. See you there. And, well, we'll see you at Nick's place starting at 1 is when the party moves over there. So it starts at Klein's, then moves over to Nick's place where we will be Friday for the last road show of 2018.
I can't wait till 2019.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So
it's going to be a good one, I think.
Brother Bear wants to know, what are the odds that 133 blitzers know that Anahuac is the alligator capital of Texas? I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Mm. So, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, what do you think of a guy who makes a bet and then tries to get out of it? Like, say, that intern who bet you the Browns would win 8 games, which, by the way, if they win 8 games, you're going to have to pay him.
No, 8 would be a push.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he just disappeared, right?
And yeah.
Okay. What do you think of him?
I don't know. I mean, he's an intern, you know.
All right, well, let's say this. Let's say you and I bet $100 on our hockey matchup this week.
Okay.
You win. And I say, no, I'm not paying you. And you know what? In fact, I'm going to go to court because I want my money back because we bet on an illegal contest.
Oh.
That's what this guy.
I would just let the $100 go. I'm like, okay, well, well, I'm just not going to make any more bets with you.
Someone named Colin Dubecker entered an NBA head-to-head contest on FanDuel. He did not do well. He lost 221.1 to 96.3.
Oh, yeah, that's not even close.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
He should have to pay a skunk tax.
Yeah, well, after he lost his wager on FanDuel, He went to file a small claims case under the Illinois Loss Recovery Act, which, quote, provides a cause of action for damages to the loser of certain illegal bets against the winner of the bets.
Isn't this going to cost you more money?
Well, yeah. And, oh, by the way, Dubecker.
Or Douchebecker.
Yeah.
Eh.
I see what you did there.
I did, too. But apparently, yes, the court basically told him to bleep off. But a 10-page opinion on this. This is almost a hey, man, bleep that. A 10-page opinion on a guy suing to get back $100 because he sucked on FanDuel.
That's pretty lame.
But you know what? At least he got attention. He should have gone to Judge Judy. She would have just told him, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he did it just so that he could get his name on Deadspin.
That's possible.
So congratulations, Colin Dubecker. By being a dickweed, you got to be the Zadok Jewelers.
I hate
gym
him.
Of
I hate
the
him.
Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
You know, I'm talk about the apocalypse. I'm more worried about the apocalypse in the stock market right now.
Oh, not good.
That thing's not going well.
Canadian stock market still okay?
Well, we're still okay, but there's...
It ain't great?
No, it's not great right now.
I saw the Fed upped the rate again. Like,
I'll just say that looking at my little stocks, there's a lot of red on there right now.
Womp, womp. Just like you're betting.
Yeah. I mean, it's all the same.
What the hell, 2018? You're looking forward to 2019 too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but no, 2018's been a good year in a lot of ways. Just those two ways in particular, not so good. But, I mean, the show's been great. We've got, you know... We've had a terrific year on the show and with the company here.
So, yeah.
You know, it's like anything else, but it'll bounce back. But right now, yeah, today, and it was pretty funny. I'm riding up on the elevator with one of the guys from the other floors and both looking at our stocks at the same time on the phone and comparing red, which is that is not the color you're looking for. Just so you know, but, it'll bounce back. It's been a rough couple weeks for that, but the good thing is it's not like, you know, I mean, most of our stuff is in really safe things that I'm not
like
about.
Weed.
Yeah. Even that's been down though. And, right now I mean, we got it at 20, some at 23, 20, some at 28, it's at 32. At one point it got to 66, and it's one of those things. If you know, you sell it at 66 right. And then you buy it again when it drops back to 30. But, you know, that see, now if Nostradamus were real,
you would
have
one known.
Of those quatrains would have told me to sell when it got to 66.
It's true.
But it didn't.
No, well, wasn't there something about 66?
Yeah, it was, but it didn't tell me to sell. You know what? Now I'm going to do exactly what they do. I'm going to interpret it so that it works for me.
Well, it was something about a disaster at 66 or something.
Well, yeah, that wouldn't have been a disaster.
Yeah, 66.
That would have been a good thing.
No.
I think it was actually 62. I think I'm overstating.
If it was
at
66 and it went to, the disaster would have been mentioned that it would have fallen back down to 30.
Yeah, there's no mention of 30 on there.
That's true.
I don't see it. So, no, Nostradamus, you did not help. But you don't have to be Nostradamus for me to tell you how to predict that you're not going to feel so bad in the morning if you go drinking tonight.
Oh, yeah?
That's because you're going to use Thrive Plus. And, man, if you have not been using Thrive Plus, you need to get started. It's fantastic. I use it every time I drink, and it makes a difference. Believe me. Today, I went out for a few drinks for my birthday last night. Got up today, got all my work done, went to the gym, just normal as ever. And it's all because of Thrive Plus. It reduces alcohol's negative effects. It gives your liver what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. But I promise you, the number one question I always get is, does it work? Yeah. And you don't have to take my word for it. They're founded by an Ivy League scientist. They got 5 PhDs. Brooks was on Shark Tank. I mean, they know what they're doing. They're smarts. They're what the Blitzers call smarts. And they use it. So if they use it and you want to be smart, you should use it too. Just take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. If you don't feel 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. That simple. And here's the other thing. They're based here in Houston. So if you order before 4 o'clock, it'll be there the next day. All you have to do is go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com or find it on Amazon by searching Thrive Plus. You can also come out to our road shows and get samples. We've had them out at the road shows, so you can check that out too. But go ahead and get loaded up now. so that you can get loaded. DecideThrive.com. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.